and Americans stopped to purchase a paper from a London paper boy. When told the price, he said to the boy, "Say, sonny, if I were over in America, I should have to pay double the price for this paper there." The boy replied quickly, "Oh, blimey, governor, you can pay me double. It'll make you feel a little bit more at home." There were two London lads outside a hairdresser's shop. The one was trying to peer over the curtain to see the man in the chair who was having a singe. His eyes were full of amazement. He slapped his little pal on the back and said, "Crikey, hop up on my back. There's a bloke inside looking for him with a light." Just a sign of the times. Mrs. Smith had called in to pay the last installment on her perambulator. The new assistant, wishing to be polite and interesting, asked, "And how is your child?" "Lord bless you, he ain't a child. He's a fine lad now and gets married next week." The plumber. "I'm a plumber, I am, and I'm proud of me trade, and I tell you, I can't understand why Kipling should talk of these soldiers and squads when there's heroes like me in the land. I was once called from bed on a cold frosty morn for to go to the house of a torf, just to look at a tap in the scullery sink, which they says as they couldn't turn off. Well, I shoves on me hat, and I puts on me coat, and I goes to the house right away to inspect this here job, and to see if the case is as bad as they'd sent round to say. Well, when they shows me this tap as they couldn't turn off, they was right, 'cause I tried it to see. So I studies it like, and I scratches me head, and I says what they wanted with me. The toffee explained as he wanted it stopped, so I asked for some ink and a pen.